Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man Cal.
Yes.
I know these parties go on. I've been told by people in Hollywood.
I went to one.
No, but I know it's come out in the news. But then you start getting off into this other craziness. You're telling me a guy during the break would, tell the story briefly.
Well, I went to this party. It was a big deal in San Diego at Comic-Con, and it was all kinds of evil stuff and mockery of nuns and sexual acts with the Pope, and it was really evil stuff. There was bloodletting. There was sex going on, drugs. And as I was leaving, this guy who's called my show over the years said he saw me there and that there was this, he calls himself David X. I don't know his real name. I don't know if he's legit. I can't. And he said that he saw a woman there, that he was a shifter, and he was looking at this all for the government. I don't know. Okay? And then that led into my next point was, I remote viewing. I have done, Alex, it's so involved. Timothy Leary set me up with a guy who was involved with the ESSE movement, another guy named Bob Hamilton out of Carmel, California. And I started to do these exercises. They said it would take years. In a couple of days, I was able to make my mind leave my body. Have you ever done it?
No comment.
Okay. So, no. So, and I was completely sober. I hadn't smoked any weed or anything. And I was able to put my mind in another room. So if you believe in remote viewing, I had a caller, a listener to the show, who was telling me what I was reading before I went to sleep, what I was doing before I went to sleep, what magazines were on my night table, and what I was dreaming. And this began to terrify me. When I say a dampening field, I went to sharper image, and I got a white noise machine, and I crank it up every night, and this guy has not been able to enter my dreams. Look, it's true what I'm telling you. There was a listener to my radio show, and he would talk to me in my dreams and then call me and say, hey, last night we talked about this, and it was evil. It scared me like you can't believe. I had to take drugs to go to sleep. I had to get a prescription of Ambien. And in fact, I'm still trying to get off that. I like Rush with Oxy, I started to develop a real habit here, but I was so terrified to go to sleep because of this remote viewer, this listener to my program who would invade my dreams. And it's true, and you can laugh at me and say it's not true. I'm telling you, sir, it's
no,
true.
No, I you're usually serious. You screw around some. Yeah. I know about the parties.
Yeah.
And that's even come out in the news. I mean, yeah. Remember like in like 1998, it came out with the mayor and they were crapping on stage.
Oh, well, how about Mayor Willie Brown and you know, the
49er party.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I mean, that was, yeah. I mean, you were on the air and you actually lived in San Francisco then, didn't you?
Yeah, and look, Willie Brown is a fun guy. He'd be a fun guy to go to a party with. And these people were doing, basically, you can read about it. It's in a book called The Bible, and it was the last days of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what it was like. There in San Francisco.
No, that was in the San Francisco Chronicle,
oh,
so
no,
I believe.
Absolutely true. And I had the number one show in San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose. And I was also, Alex, I hosted the premiere of 8mm with Nicolas Cage. I left the movie, and all my friends and family went, that's the most stupid, ridiculous, unrealistic movie. I'm telling you, I saw things like that in San Francisco. That movie was very, very accurate. And Willie Brown was going to these parties, and I'm telling you, it was kooky, my friend. I'm not saying there were snuff films being made with Willie Brown. I want to make that clear. But
hey, why don't you ask Nick Cage about the stingray tattoo on his ankle?
Let me ask you this. Did you see the movie Knowing?
No.
Oh, brother, I highly recommend it.
Everybody, my wife told me to see it. Charlie Sheen told me to see it.
Oh, well, Charlie Sheen's right. Knowing is a fantastic movie, and they didn't advertise it right. They didn't sell what it really was. It's a good one, Alex. You'll like it.
No, I know. It's a rapture film.
Well, or is it? Or is it? I wonder.
ManCal, you are something else. ManCal.com. It's always wild to have you on.
Thanks.
We appreciate you joining us. Truth is stranger than fiction.
Hey.
And your talk show.
Can I say one final thing?
Yes.
Do you mind? We were brought up in schools, never again, never again. Well, never again is happening again. We better wake up to what this president really is and speak up for Israel.
All right, ManCal, thank you for coming on the show. There he goes, ManCal Mueller. We'll come back and talk to Pastor Anderson, who's making national news. Stay with us.
Wow. Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. GetTheTea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at GetTheTea.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with a syndicated radio transmission. This is first and foremost a radio show, but we bring it into the living color dimension of television so we can document, show you videos, show you articles, government documents, have guests in studio, add that added dimension of the visual. For the rest of the hour, we are joined by Pastor Steve Anderson, who I really admire, FaithfulWordBaptist.org, FaithfulWordBaptist.org. He's the fella that got beat up. They have checkpoints all over the country, over 100 miles in now, from Vermont to Washington State, Texas, Arizona. And the illegal aliens, they just wave them through. In fact, it's come out in San Francisco Chronicle, of all places, that they just take the illegal aliens. And when Homeland Security does do a staged raid a couple times a year, you know, the tens of millions, they'll arrest usually about 1,000 at some meatpacking plant. That's the MO in the last 5 years we've seen. They take them and then give them a government job. They actually take them to get a green card. I mean, that's been in the news. So Mr. Anderson, Pastor Anderson, started saying, look, you know, you don't get to search my car. No. You got to have a warrant. There's no probable cause here. And so they took him out and beat the living daylights out of him, split his head open, really tore him up bad. Now, since then, I've watched a few of his sermons. He's a listener of the show. And I agree with what I saw. I understand what he said biblically, and I understand God's judgment. And I've even said on air, I hope that CPS kidnappers and government child molesters, when they're always getting caught, I hope God will deal with them. Because at a very innate, instinctive, and spiritual level, you know, my instincts are when somebody threatens me or somebody says they want to hurt me or my family, you know, I innately want to crush them. And it's not some vengeful thing. It's just an instinct. And it's a sense of justice spiritually. But the way the media can edit things together, like I'm always calling for nonviolence, unless it's to defend yourself. But Psychology Today says that the lies and says the FBI and Secret Service are after me for threatening the president, and that I'm calling for violence, and that I'm calling for my followers to be violent. I mean, they are trying to set me up. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's done this. And I understand at an innate, wholesome level, all this corruption and evil's around you, you want to physically confront it, or you want to ask God to confront it. I'm just saying, and I want to talk to Pastor Anderson in a moment, we need to be aware of how this is being manipulated. One of the worst shows on CNN, this guy's always putting out propaganda, this guy's attacked me several times, distorts what he said, distorted what Chris said. Because you notice these are like 2-3 second clips out of context. So I wanted to have Pastor Anderson up so he can respond to this. So here is, we'll play part of the CNN clip so he can respond and analyze it right now. Here it is.
So many of you have been contacting me about the ugly and hateful tone that's being used against the President of the United States at what appear to be a growing number of events around the country may be now eclipsed by what I'm about to share with you. This is a pastor, albeit of a small church in Tempe, Arizona, who said this over the weekend about the death of Senator Ted Kennedy and about the President of the United States.
I don't want him to be a martyr. We don't need another holiday. I'd like to see him die like Ted Kennedy of brain cancer.
On its own, that story could be seen by some as the ranting of a madman. But when connected to the increase of threats against the president, as detailed to us by several sources, it becomes a story of some national significance. And here's another reason that story becomes more important. You know who was sitting in the church when Pastor Stephen Anderson suggested that the president should die? Let me show you, because it also goes back to our previous reporting. This man, identified as Chris, who was seen later outside the president's event in Phoenix wielding an AR-15. Again, outside the president's event wielding an AR-15. He was in the church listening to that. In case you missed it, here's what the pastor said on the eve of the president's arrival.
You're going to tell me that I'm supposed to pray for the socialist devil, murderer, infanticide, who wants to see young children, and he wants to see babies killed through abortion and partial birth and all these different things. You're going to tell me I'm supposed to pray for God to give him a good lunch tomorrow while he's in Phoenix, Arizona? Nope. I'm not going to pray for his good. I'm going to pray that he dies and goes to hell.
I'm going to pray that he dies and goes to hell. Here
all right,
now,
let's stop right there. Now, it's true, Obama took the restrictions off forced abortion money for China and India and infanticide and abortion money for Africa. But see, it's okay for the eugenicists to write their textbooks about how they want to sterilize us and abort us and drug our water. Assaulting us that way because they do it real sweet and loving with a liberal voice, that's okay. But if you say you want God to punish people that are killing millions of babies, you're bad. Now, the establishment believes in all this. That's why they're upset by it. And they also want to demonize everybody else who's criticizing Obama. They want to radicalize this. But I do have to say, Pastor Anderson, we're going to play the rest of the clip. They got the Secret Service on there talking about, do you need to be arrested? Clearly, it's your right to, you know, say that you, you know, when they ask you, do you want harm to the president? You go, no, I'd like God to deal with them. They beg the question, and then they distorted it. And the way it's cut so short, it's clear they didn't want fully what you and Chris to be said. So before I even criticize you, I'm saying the way they present it, it doesn't come off well. Explain to me what you fully said. Thanks for joining us, Pastor.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Well, are you referring to the Ted Kennedy comment or the sermon?
Well, I mean, both of it, because they're clearly taking little bitty clips. What did you really say in the totality, in full?
Well, basically, basically, here's what the whole sermon was about. Here's what all my statements were about. God is a God of justice. God is a God of whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And, you know, Obama and other presidents before him have been guilty of murder, have been guilty of using my tax dollars to fund abortions in America and abroad, infanticide, forced sterilizations, murder, all these horrible things. And I said that he should reap what he's sown. You know, I don't understand why this is even such a big news story. You know, you can pick up the Bible in any Dollar Tree across America, and yet people are shocked that somebody's actually preaching what the Bible says, which is that murderers should be tried and executed, which is what the Bible teaches. And, you know, I use the example of Charles Manson. Charles Manson never physically murdered anyone, yet he was given a death sentence in the state of California for being a part of murder, for, you know, basically inciting people to murder. And that's exactly what I would put Obama in that category, by taking my tax dollars, making these executive orders that slaughter, you know, unborn and newborn babies. He's a murderer, and therefore he should be punished as such. And I made it clear in the sermon. This is, of course, what they'll never play on the TV. All the different times in the sermon I explained that, you know, our battle as Christians is not against flesh and blood. We're not going to take up arms. We're going to let God take care of it. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And in reality, prayer is the exact opposite of taking things into your own hands. It's praying that God will step in and carry out justice on these evil people who are destroying our country. It's not us going out and threatening to kill them. And, you know, that Rick Sanchez has been lying. Let me expose to you one of his biggest lies. The first time he ran the story, he said, oh, we've been trying to get him on the show. We're trying to reach out to Pastor Anderson. When in reality, I had agreed to do a live interview on the show, and they canceled me. And then they go on TV saying that I'm not going on there.
Yeah, that's happened to me. That's happened to me probably more than 20 times with CNN especially. They will say, oh, we had Mr. Jones, but now he's refused to be here with us. And I've been in the car driving to the satellite uplink, and they say they don't want you now and take you back just so they can jerk you around. They're just bastards.
That's exactly right. And so it's amazing to me that people are so shocked when the Bible's been around for a long time. And, you know, praying for someone to die is not something that I made up. Okay, there are about 18 psalms in the book of Psalms, which contains 150 psalms, which contain curses on God's enemies and praying that they'll die, praying that they'll go down quick into hell. I mean, Psalm 55.
Why don't you go over a few of those today? Pastor, why don't we read a few of those scriptures together?
Okay, sure. Because the thing is, people want to make this about me personally, and they want to make it an attack on me personally. And I'd like to see some other pastors stand up and get on the firing line with me instead of, you know, hiding their head in the sand and running away scared, you know, and leaving me to take all the heat alone for the Bible, which has been around for thousands of years. Let me read a scripture for you from Psalm 55:15. The Bible says, let death seize upon them and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God and the Lord shall save me. Now, I didn't write that. That's David speaking, and he's praying that God will send these wicked people to hell. And a lot of people will try to say, well, that's just David talk. That's man's word. No, my friend, the Bible is written by God. I'm a Baptist preacher. I believe the Bible is God's word. And in Acts chapter 4, when they quoted the book of Psalms, they said, well spake the Lord God by the mouth of David the prophet. So David was a prophet of God. He was speaking God's word, not just his own words out of his own heart. And that's one example in Psalm 55, 15 and 16, where he's praying that they'll die and go to hell. And here's the thing. I don't have the power to send anyone to hell. I'm just praying for him to die. And whether I want him to go to heaven or he's going to hell anyway, so that's not even my decision. You know, I'm just praying that he dies so that other human lives could be saved for the greater good.
Well, let's go over some more of those, and so CNN can have a problem with the Bible, and actually in Canada, in England, in Europe, they are trying to ban hundreds and hundreds of passages similar to the one you just read. We know why they want the hate crime legislation. But this is the Bible, and I know a lot of phony Christians have a big problem with it. That's why they love the New World Order.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 3rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $986.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,014.08, $507.04 for a half ounce, or $253.52 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,014.08, $507.04, or $253.52.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're going to play a little bit more of the CNN clip coming up in the next segment with Pastor Anderson. But you've got the military under Bush's lies, kills over a million Iraqis, admitted. 18 years of sanctions. Nobody wrings their hands about that. Obama poses as this great guy who loves the African people when he's expanding the abortion and forced abortion against them. That's on record. And he also called for killing babies after they're born, if they're accidentally born in partial birth abortion when they're 9 months old. And he's on record. He really called for that when he was a U.S. and state senator as well. But why did anybody care about these babies? I mean, I know Obama's a complete puppet. He's not the real King Herod. He's not the real king of the Philistines. I understand that it's a more sophisticated game that he's just a puppet and they get sympathy off this. But taking a pastor out of context who's reading, I guess, what do you call those prayers, in purpuratory, or what's the term for a prayer?
A lot of people use the term imprecatory, which comes from the word imprecation, which is to curse someone.
Okay, so what are some of the other things in the Bible that they'd like to burn?
Well, you know, first of all, the part that I actually preached in the sermon that they're all outraged about was actually Psalm 58. And I can read a part of that if you want. This is where my sermon basically came from.
Yes, go ahead.
It says, this is Psalm 58, verse 6. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away. Like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. And in verse 10 it says, the righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. So that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily he is a God that judgeth in the earth. Now, I didn't write that. And yet I'm taking heat this week, last week, the week before, for those words. For preaching those words and applying them to the person whom they most definitely apply to.
But Pastor, I understand you're preaching the Bible here. You have a right to do it, and I understand why you're saying what you're saying and what you're doing. I'm not, you know, I've defended you when they beat you up for no reason. The TV host acts like you're some type of criminal that deserves it. He then has people on basically calling for your arrest. And we're going to cover that. But just politically, and I understand you and others standing up to him is starting to intimidate the establishment. They realize there's millions of Americans now who are just ready for a fight. And who are sick of mincing words. And so maybe it's the right course you're taking. Just instinctively and politically, Obama is a front man and a puppet. The establishment want him as a shield to take the arrows. And certainly you can't mince your words knowing that they're going to edit them and take them out of context as they did. But I just think that hoping, you know, he dies of brain cancer really plays into the media because they edited down what you said. I mean, what do we do about this? I guess we just let them use this against us. And I mean, do you see my point?
I definitely see your point, but here's the thing. I'm not a politician, so I don't care what happens politically, because the way that I run my life and the way that I pastor my church and the way that I preach has always been the same, and it's preach the word of God, preach the truth, and let the chips fall where they may. That's what any man of God, any preacher should be doing, and not weighing, oh, well, how are people going to use this? Are people going to like this? Is my church going to grow? Am I going to lose people? To me, that doesn't matter. What matters to me is, did I obey God when he told me as a preacher to preach the word?
No, I see what you're saying, because once you start giving in, we now have gelded preachers saying, take the inoculations, go to the FEMA camps, clergy response team, tyranny's good, let the government take your children. I mean, they're now openly federalized, and just like Hitler or the Soviet Union, once you begin to adulterate it, you become a tool of the establishment, and now most churches, I've been to them, are absolute organs. I mean, you feel the spirit of the world more in church now than you feel it even on the street. I mean, I can't go in most churches because it's just so, the spirit of the world is so strong in them. I mean, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You're exactly right. And it's exactly what you just said. When you start to trim the message of the Bible, when you start to tone it down, when you start to back down and compromise, there is no end to it. You're going to, once you get in the habit of compromising, you're going to keep compromising and watering it down. And most churches today, Alex, let's face it, are a rock and roll concert. They're a social club. They're a motivational speaker. They are not a real house of God.
Well, it's a place to pick up women. I mean, growing up in Dallas, if you wanted to go pick up women, it was church. I mean, that's the party club. Stay there, Pastor. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as
the rest of the hour. We have Pastor Anderson. We appreciate him joining us. Steve Quayle next hour on the flu. The end of the show, I'm going to break down psychology today. Was we've done a more deep analysis of the hit piece on me. And again, we're not covering it because it's a hit piece about me. We're covering it because it's a case point analysis study of their deception, their lies, and their just predatory activity. Before we go back to Pastor Anderson and play more of this CNN clip with, you know, calls for the police to come after him for reading out of the Bible, before we do that, I did just want to let you know that we have an online video bookstore at InfoWars.com, and we also have a lot of apparel now that really gets the word out. We have the Obama Joker posters, the Bush Joker posters, shirts that have the word fascist, socialist, New World Order, InfoWars.com under it, in the Fed on the back, 8 different variants of the shirts. You can also order the DVD, The Obama Deception, to have it in your library in the highest quality, and to have the extras that are pretty powerful as well, a film in its own right. It's really just stuff we cut from the film because I didn't want the film to be too long. That's available. You can pre-order Camp FEMA that I'm a consultant on and a big part of, an excellent film on the FEMA camps, the reality of it, that it's essential to wake people up with. Pre-order that. It's coming out in about 2 weeks. So you'll get it shipped to you first if you've pre-ordered. You can pre-order Camp FEMA right now at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll-free for the Gadsden flag, ball caps, or T-shirts, just all of it. You can ask questions about the combos and specials. You can get some of my documentary films as low as $5.95 a piece, some of the ball caps as low as $6.95 a piece, T-shirts as low as $6.95. We just want to move this stuff out the door. It's all about waking people up. Wearing these T-shirts, you meet like-minded people. It's wearing your colors proudly, being out in the open. So again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, InfoWars, or you can address it to Alex Jones, P.O. Box 19549. That's InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And in a month or less, we've got to stop using the 3001 South Lamar address. We can still take mail there for another month, but that's just a drop box I've used for years, no longer used in 1 month. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And one more sponsor I want to tell you about that makes the radio show possible is eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never have to stand in a bread line, ladies and gentlemen, if you have your own bread. This is where I've chosen to get my high-quality storable foods is eFoodsDirect.com. You need to be self-sufficient with firearms and food and water filters. They have high-quality water filters. They have little boogie packs. They have three-day supplies, month supplies, year supplies. This is non-GMO, non-hybrid. Recently, you know, last month, it's one of the biggest outfits out there, one of the oldest. Packaged now, high quality, not 20-year-old stuff they're selling you. eFoodsDirect.com, fresh, high-quality food, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com, or big banners up on InfoWars.com. Okay, going back to Pastor Anderson joining us today, and we'll also give you a chance to visit his website, faithfulwordbaptist.org. Okay, in this piece, you've undoubtedly, sir, seen the CNN piece. I'm going to play a clip of it in a moment. They're basically calling for your arrest, and you are saying, do you want harm of the president? And you say, no, I want God to punish evildoers. And then you quote the Bible, but they don't tell people it's out of the Bible. Psychology Today, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and others, they say I'm calling for violence when I'm not. So my only point is that I guess then the issue is the media is taking this out of context, so that's their fault. But what do you, have you been questioned by the Secret Service? They hang it out there like you may have or may not. What's your take on all this, Pastor Anderson?
Well, here's the thing. They were reporting last week that they had confirmed and were sure that I'd already visited by the Secret Service, and I hadn't. But just yesterday, I was visited by the Secret Service. I wasn't there, and I, called them and said, I don't have any comments. Which is, always the right course of action is not to talk to the police, not to talk to them, without an attorney and so forth. But I think that CNN, with all their pushing, is probably the ones who prompted them to finally come by. And when the Secret Service came by, they said that I wasn't being charged with anything, that I hadn't broken any law. That's what they told, the people that they spoke with.
Yeah, but CNN is hoaxing that you have. So do they talk to the secretary or somebody?
Exactly. That's exactly right. So, the bottom line is that, like you said, they take everything out of context. And it's funny because whenever they did these interviews, I also lavished a lot of criticism and rhetoric on Bush and Cheney, but they don't want to report that because they want to make it about a right versus left issue. Like it's the right.
Yeah, they want to play us off against each other in the left-right paradigm. They always, just like all the Republicans that are pro-New World Order, pro-NAFTA-GATT, pro-war, they're being booed off the stage at their own events. The media will not report on that. Local radio, KLBJ has. That's it. They will not report that all over the country that everybody's sick of the entire government. They've got to make it about Obama and then say it's racism.
Exactly, and they want to make me out that I'm some kind of a extremist Republican that's just against Obama and that where was I during the Bush administration? I've been preaching the same things for years, Alex. I preached this exact same sermon on Obama a few days after he was inaugurated. I preached the exact sermon on Obama, And it was downloaded from our website thousands of times, and yet there was no backlash on it. Because I'm going to tell you the truth about this. This is all as a result of the Border Patrol thing. And a lot of people don't realize that they're not putting it together. Ever since I released that video on YouTube of the Border Patrol beating me up and tasering me, there have been just one form of harassment after another. I'm getting pulled over all the time, and they're not even giving me a ticket, just harassed by the police. Other times they're writing me bogus tickets, and then I go to court, and the ticket was never even turned in by the police officer. And, you know, now they're scouring my sermons and trying to attack me on the television. It's just one thing after another, and it's been ever since this whole Border Patrol incident. You know, I've been harassed continually in my personal life. It's just one thing after another.
Well, it's like the clip. It's like the clip from Ants. In fact, YouTube that clip. It'll be something like Ants standing up, or from Ants. You know, if one ant stands up, they all stand up. And the grasshopper lieutenant is saying to the commander, he says, "There's plenty of food here. There's big piles of food. Why are we going over to the ants and making them be our slaves when we don't even need them?" And he said, "Listen, those ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever stand up, our way of life is over. It's about power and control." And the image of you saying, "No, you're not going to search me 50 miles away from the border randomly with your fat dog that gets a biscuit every time it false alerts. Bring the dog back out. I don't have any drugs." You're a classic pastor like Paul who goes and puts tile in and is a carpenter. You're driving back from California, you know, doing your work. You're not putting up with it. And they now put our children through their naked body scanners and store their naked images on the computer for biometric scanning. They now are training us more and more to be slaves. And they know if they start having a revolt of the ants, it's over for them, and so they are scared to death of people that say, "I am not your slave. It's over. I'm not cowed by you. I've done nothing wrong, and when you try to oppress me, you're a criminal."
Right, and they're trying to punish me and break me down, and they're trying to just basically make my life as miserable as possible by, you know, trying to ruin my business, trying to ruin my church, trying to, you know, ruin my life. But you know what? They just keep on trying. But you know what? I am not going to take back what God said thousands of years ago. You know, who am I to contradict God Almighty? And so these people can say what they want, but you know what? It's not going to change what the Bible says. These Christians who are basically spoon-fed by their pastor a few choice scriptures from the Bible, a few feel-good sermons, who've never read the Bible cover to cover, Genesis to Revelation, you know, they're ignorant. They think I'm hateful. They think I'm wrong. But you know what? The Bible makes it clear that there are people that we should not be praying for their good. God said 3 times in the book of Jeremiah, "Pray not for this people," he said, "because of their wickedness." He said, "If you pray for them, I will not hear you."
I know. And what is this weird thing that Hitler and Stalin did where they say it's Romans 13, pray for your leaders, but when the founding fathers and everybody else stood up against tyranny, I mean, that is completely false doctrine.
It's definitely false doctrine, and it comes from just a very narrow view of the Bible where they've heard a few feel-good passages. You know, they've heard the part about Jesus telling you to love your enemies, which I do love my enemies. I only hate God's enemies. I only hate the violent, wicked, evildoers of this world. I don't hate my personal enemies who do me wrong. You know, the people who beat me up at the Border Patrol checkpoint, I prayed for them. You know, I asked God to forgive them. I don't have any hard feelings toward them. They're not the problem. They're just brainwashed. It's the people up top that are evil, and they're the ones who God needs to judge. You know, I was saying to the guys in uniform, you know, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," because they're just brainwashed. They're just following training. They grew up on TV or whatever. They don't know what's really going on. But the bottom line is this, okay? People have a very limited understanding of what the Bible teaches because they're not reading it cover to cover. And they're going to a church that's more interested in popularity, building a bigger building, making more money, and is not interested in really telling them what the Bible actually preaches and teaches. That's the problem.
Well, this is really creepy on CNN with them calling for your arrest. I mean, look at this. I see these kind of articles every day. Democratic Party official accused in satanic rape, kidnap. Woman husband said to shackle victims to beds, keep them in dog cages without food. And how many CPS workers, how many Homeland Security officials, how many people investigating child abuse, it turns out, aren't just child rapists, they're Satanists. I mean, these people are everywhere. This is the religion of the world. In fact, guys, show this video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Here's the article right here. We just lost the pastor. We're going to get him back on the show right now, coming up here in just a few minutes. But, you know, even if you're not a Christian, the point is the establishment is always saying you shouldn't have a religion, God isn't real, but then you find out the elites who are saying they're atheists, 9 times out of 10 in my research, they turn out to be occultists who are Luciferian or Satanist. And they're really obsessed with all the voodoo and all the superstition and all the, you know, religiosity. But, again, here's the article. Democratic Party official accused in satanic rape, kidnap. Women husbands said to shackle victims to beds, keep them in dog cages without food. A Democratic Party official and her husband are facing charges in connection with alleged satanic rituals involving the kidnap, rape, and starvation of another couple in North Carolina. Joy Johnson, 30, a vice chairwoman of the Durham County Democratic Party and vice chairwoman of the Young Democrats, made an appearance in court yesterday after she and her spouse, Joseph Craig, were arrested Friday. Craig, 25, is charged with second-degree rape, second-degree kidnapping, and 2 counts of assault with a deadly weapon in an incident in January and another in May. Johnson is charged with 2 counts of aiding and abetting. According to published broadcast reports, prosecutors said a man and a woman met Craig through a shared interest in Satan worship. Although the couple never consented to any physical abuse, Craig allegedly shackled his victims to bed, keeping them in dog cages, and starved them inside his home. Police said he beat the man with a cane and a cord and raped the woman. See, it's all about power, and it's always pot-bellied, weak chicken necks that seethe with weakness. And that's why they love getting control of public schools and kids. You know, I mean, that's why the old wives' tales are the Satanists come for your kids. They do. They hate innocence. They hate goodness. And they tell us to be nice and just stand down and go along with their crap. Well, I tell you this, I'm not standing down to their crap. We have Pastor back. Pastor, we lost your phone. Constantly we see the Satanists and what they're doing. And they always say, oh yeah, we're into the occult, but it's not satanic. And then I've gone and investigated it. It's always manipulation, control, domination, mind games. You look at these occultists, it's almost identical to psychiatry and psychologists. And then I discovered this is just a brand of occultist manipulation and mind control. These are just control freak scum. Pastor, your comments.
Hey, you were so right. And it's amazing how I grew up as a Baptist. And when I was a child in Baptist churches, there was all kinds of preaching against the whole modern psychiatry, psychology, the dope. There was preaching against a one-world government, the mark of the beast. I'm just wondering, where is that preaching gone? Because you're right. The modern psychology is satanic. And, you know, Satanism, they start the kids on it early with the Harry Potter, you know, and then it goes from there. And they teach them that witchcraft is fun, it's cool, you know, to perform spells and to worship the devil.
Well, I'll tell you, in high school, this stuff was rampant. And these people were all control freaks, screwed up. Their parents were into it. And these were just unhappy, screwed up people. And, you know, I'm tired of them trying to run my life. And they want a war. They're going to get one. And these little bastards never figure that out till they squeal and beg. And, you know, we don't take any pleasure in when they go into the fire. It's a sad thing. Comments on that?
Absolutely. And, you know, I just want to say this. I don't know if you remember this, Alex, but do you remember what Jesse Jackson said about Obama?
Said he was Jesus.
When he said, well, the one that I wanted to draw attention to was the clip a while back where he didn't know that the cameras were rolling, and he said, you know, I don't want to say it on the air because it was kind of obscene, but he said, I want to cut his blank off. Did you ever see that clip of
yes.
Jesse Jackson saying that?
Yes.
And it's amazing how, you know, I'm just praying a prayer out of the Bible. And all this fire, all this outrage, why aren't people flipping out about, you know, what Jesse Jackson said, which was obscene and which was actually a direct threat saying, I want to do this to him. So,
Well, that's just because Jackson, who led Martin Luther King out to the balcony, is a total globalist and just jealous of Obama. I mean, the elites all hate each other.
Right, and here's the thing. I'm just kind of a handy guy for them right now to pull out right now, and I'm basically the guy that they're using to get people mad at Christians, to get people mad at Baptists or fundamentalists or people that are, you know, libertarian-minded. They're just kind of pulling me out and demonizing me, and they can find all the, you know, incendiary clips in my preaching and use them to get all the sheep all fired up and mad. But you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit there and preach my sermons according to what's going to happen politically. You know, whatever's going to happen politically is going to happen. That's not my job. I'm not a politician.
Well, in the past, the establishment could cow us with all of this. I hope the establishment realizes that if they stage terror attacks and try to blame it on us, this is going to get out of control for everybody. So I just want things not to become escalated. But, you know, it's all in God's hands, as you say, Pastor. I want to come back and get into the whole issue of firearms and members of your church.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Steve Quayle is coming up for a full hour in T-minus 6 minutes. I want to get Pastor Anderson and Chris, the fellow with the AR-15 strapped to his back, back on the show coming up the next few weeks as this develops, as they are doing a massive demonization campaign. And the point is, the police don't mind the guns out in the open because that's people's rights. The police are worried about the hidden guns. I mean, it's just ridiculous. There's concealed carry everywhere. It's just asinine. By the way, this Sanchez fellow from CNN was at WSVN-TV doing the hit pieces, and he was run out of town after drunk driving, when he ran into a man and paralyzed him. So that's the kind of people they have, just like the mysterious death of that reporter with the Morning Joe with Scarborough. I mean, a lot of these guys are compromised, and I think that's what's going on here. You know, separately, the White House is withdrawing calls for students to help Obama, but he's still going to start these video addresses. Remember back in the early 90s, they put in TV sets for Channel One, and it was connected to this weird foundation with the government. And now the president will, I need your help, children. You know, work with your president. Help your parents understand. And now his czar is saying that green jobs is an incremental takeover of the society and economy. And we have the clips. We're going to play this coming up. We have the clips here of Gore saying, question your parents. Your parents are bad. They're lying to you about global warming. I mean, they really are trying to take over our families. Comments on that. I mean, this is the revolution. We're not the revolutionaries. These foreign offshore banks are the ones trying to take over our society, Pastor.
Right, Alex. And I've actually been explaining to people for years that we are not the revolution. We are the counter-revolution. We're not trying to change our form of government. We're trying to get back to what our government's supposed to be in the Constitution. And there's a left-wing communist takeover going on right now. That's the revolution. We're the counter-revolution. And, you know, the public schools have already been a brainwashing center for years. So, you know, now they're just adding a little video fireside chat with Obama. It's just more of the same that they're getting the whole rest of the day in these, you know, left-wing agenda government schools. So it's probably nothing new for them.
Well, I mean, it's overtly anti-American classical tyranny to have the youth wearing red and black uniforms and compulsory service and lining up in front of jumbo screens with the president telling them, work with me, serve me, help me. And the kids feel like they have this relationship with him. I mean, this is Hitlerian. I mean, this is, I can't even believe this is actually happening.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe how fast it's happening. You know, I mean, I would have never believed 1 year ago that we'd be where we're at right now. It's unbelievable how fast it's happening. And I think the good thing about how fast it's happening is that it's waking people up. Because a lot of people that I talked to maybe a year ago, year and a half ago, they were still just kind of drinking the Republican Kool-Aid and they thought everything was wonderful if we could just get the Republicans elected. But now you're talking to those same people. They're starting to realize that the whole government is corrupt. And the good thing about Obama getting elected and this going so quickly is that it's shocking people into reality. And they're not asleep at the wheel like they were with George W. Bush, who was pretty much doing most of the same policies as Obama. Obama has accelerated it so much that at least people are waking people up. And, you know, the frog is about to jump out of the hot water because it's getting so hot so fast. And that's why they're pulling me out right now, to demonize and to make a little victim and a martyr out of Barack Obama. Like, oh, the poor guy. People just don't understand him. You know, can you believe that this pastor actually hates him? And you know what, Alex? Let's face it. I said out loud what millions of people in America believe in their heart.
Well, more than that, he's smart bombing weddings and funerals in Pakistan and Afghanistan, expanding wars, funding abortion worldwide, forced abortion. I mean, he's a front man for a gang of killers. And so it's a way to make him the victim. You're right. Pastor, God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.